Welcome back to Spiritual Sense Podcast. Today we're going to talk about something magical. We have a magical thing. I have it on my finger right here. Here it is, this magical yellow thing. And Shireen has one as well, right? Now,
Yay. If
you do right meditation, here. There it is, look. She has a red one, I have a yellow one. If you do meditation, or if you just live your life, you notice that you have lots of thoughts. We have roughly 60,000 thoughts a day. Most of those thoughts are not very nice. They're not very good. They're not very helpful. And so we need to learn ways of basically having beautiful, powerful thoughts, because our thoughts are our greatest treasure. They're the number one treasure we have. Everything is created first in the mind. It affects our feelings. It affects what we create in our life. It affects everything. It affects our health. And so what we have here is a very, very simple thing. I'm not even sure what this is actually meant for, but you can use this.
It's a counter.
But I'm not sure what
in
they
schools
do
with it. And stuff, they count.
Count how many kids count something. How many kids came in the class.
No. Like if you're doing some exercise, counting like that. But nowadays, it's used a lot instead of mala beads, which we have mala beads somewhere. So instead of mala beads, they use this. It's more, you could say, incognito, low profile than the mala beads.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I'm a big fan of mala beads personally, and I have lots of different malas around the house, and they're great. But I just got this yesterday, and it's fantastic, absolutely fantastic. What I like about it is that, because I've spent years and years learning meditation and all these different methods, so I can use my meditation powerful thoughts. For example, infinite joy, or I am powerful soul, I am a powerful soul, or everything's perfect, 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 right? And every time you click the button, and then you can see how many you did, right? So if we have 60,000 thoughts a day, then surely at least 1,000, if not, I mean, my aim is 10,000, actually. I haven't managed 10,000 so far. But can you imagine how good you'd feel if you could have 10,000 powerful thoughts every day? Do you know what I mean? This is completely life-changing. And all it takes is this, like, $1 little thing. It's like the best use right. of a dollar ever right here, you know. So we're going to get into how to use this. And what sort of thoughts you can have. So Shireen, what have you, how have you felt about this? Have you been using it?
Yes, I have been using it. You know, the first time I saw it, right?
Yeah.
There's this sannyasi, a very good friend of mine, Hare Krishna Sannyasi. We did interview him on this channel, and he came to visit. And he, instead of carrying a mala, right? So the Hare Krishnas used to carry these long malas, and they would have a bag. They would put the mala in the bag, and they would, you know, count in the bag, right? They're counting in the bag, and it's not very, low profile. And so what happened was, he was actually staying in this room, and I came to ask him, does he need anything? And on the desk there was one of these clickers and Ray-Ban glasses and his MacBook Pro, and he was working on his book, which is the Mahabharata.
It's a great book.
So he did one volume, and it's an amazing, amazing book.
You should read the book.
Yeah, definitely read the book. It's called The Great Bharata, The Invasion Begins or something. But anyway, it's one volume, and he's working on, supposed to be six volumes, and he's working on the second volume. And I'm like, oh my God, this is a modern sannyasi right here. I asked him, so what is this for? And he said, it's my counter for my Maha Mantra. So they have to... they do, as part of their spiritual practice, the Hare Krishna mantra, they do 16 times 108.
Mm.
And so, and he says it takes roughly about an hour and a half to 2 hours to do that mantra, right? And so, and it's 17,000 something, 1,700. I don't know, this 1700 something. So he says it's easier to count because it's an exact count. And he says nowadays everyone is doing this in the Hare Krishnas. And I'm like, really? And so I had to get one for sure. And I have found it to be so useful. So little thing, so useful, cute. I've been giving it away as gifts to everyone. They love it. One of my friends has a birthday coming in the next couple of days. And I gave it to her. And she said, okay, this is my birthday gift.
It's the best gift.
Right? This is my birthday gift. You don't have to get me anything else. This is my birthday gift.
Exactly. And it goes on your finger. See if it has like a little finger thing. Yeah. So you can just put it here. And then you can just go click, 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 click. Yeah, isn't
that fascinating? I find it very useful in my morning meditation. I find it very useful in my morning meditation because mornings, sometimes if you're very tired, your thoughts could be wandering a lot, right? And so if I have a clicker and I start programming myself initially, right, my first awareness, okay, I'm a peaceful soul, I'm a pure soul, I'm loved, I'm cherished, I'm here with the Supreme Soul, all of these thoughts, right? Then I start clicking. And then, like 5 minutes later, if my mind wanders and I feel this button, then I realize, no, don't let it go. Come back and let me start clicking. So it's somehow the clicking interrupts the wasteful wandering of the mind.
Yeah, because your focus, what it is, like in business, there's an expression, what gets measured gets managed. So if you measure it, anything like calories, like why do people who lose weight, they normally measure their weight, right? And then you can see, has it changed? And because if you don't measure it, you don't know whether it's making any difference. This is the best way to measure the mind. I mean, I was thinking this morning, right? I wouldn't actually do this, but this Neuralink and these different things that connect with the brain, if they could like actually measure exactly what thoughts we're having and put it into a bar graph or a pie chart, right? And you could see this is many waste thoughts, this is many of these thoughts, these are repetitive thoughts. Wouldn't that be very interesting to actually see the chart, don't you think? It'd be very interesting to see what it is because we don't know exactly what we're dealing with because it's going on all the time, day and night. But I found just using this couple of days, I've probably had this like total of one day. I started yesterday afternoon. And it's great. I love it, love it, love it. Because I'm aware of what I'm thinking, you know. So I've actually been keeping it on my finger the whole day. It's a little bit awkward when I'm like doing something. I take it off. But like I'm just thinking, how many powerful thoughts can I get in a day? And I think so far today it's been about somewhere around 2,500, which is not bad. It's not bad. It's not a bad start.
Not bad at all.
Not a bad start, you know. I think it's possible to do about 10,000, but it would definitely require a lot of work. Yesterday I went for a walk and I was up in the mountains and I was clicking away, having powerful thoughts. And I looked at it, I'm like, this is actually just, like, it takes a while to get the numbers up there, right? You know, like people track their steps and they track the weight and they track all these other things, stats and followers and like ad costs and all these different things. This is the most important thing to track because it's our mind and our mind affects our feelings and it affects what we do. It affects our energy. Even like if you think about it, right? If you have, let's say, 1,000 negative thoughts, that's going to make you feel tired, isn't it? If you have 1,000...
That's a lot of negative thoughts.
Yeah, it's a lot. And some of them are really, really awful. So, like, you know, there's all sorts of thoughts we could think. So just tracking it, you think, okay, I'm having powerful thoughts. And then if I notice any negative thoughts, I'm like, wow, that's a different feeling because I'm much more aware because I'm consciously trying to pay attention. You could have another tracker for negative thoughts, actually. You could have one on each finger.
You can do both. Both fingers. This is positive, this is negative.
Yeah, which is going to win, right? I haven't tried that yet. That would actually be a fun little experiment for like an hour. So this is just a device. All it's doing is just, you can click it and that's all it does. But the magic is, what are you going to do with your thoughts? So let's talk a little bit about what kind of thoughts you can actually have in your mind. What do you think, Shireen? You're a bit of a master at thinking things, aren't you? What are some good, powerful thoughts?
Thank you. We can do many powerful thoughts, right? One is giving blessings, receiving blessings from the Supreme, giving blessings. That could be two thoughts, actually. Every time you receive a blessing, every time you give a blessing. And the blessing could be anything, any virtue, any power, you know, receiving, let's say, the power to face, giving the power to face, receiving soul consciousness, giving soul consciousness, receiving being a bodiless soul, giving that to everyone, bodiless soul to everyone. Really understanding that it's time to go home, going home, going home. Every time you go home, you do a click. Mm-hmm. And connecting with the Supreme Soul, you know, I'm loved deeply by the Supreme Soul. 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 You keep clicking. So all of those are very, very powerful thoughts.
Extremely powerful thoughts, yeah. Any one of those, right? Doing that again and again.
That's the key, right? Again and again and again. Because then you can track, you can think, okay, I'm going to have this thought at least 100 times in the next hour or next 10 minutes or however you want, time you frame you want to give yourself to have a powerful thought and think, okay, in the next 10 minutes, I'm going to have this thought 100 times. You can do this. And it's really powerful, right? Because this morning, I kept clicking away at being a powerful soul. I'm a powerful soul. I have all the powers. And to really identify with that statement and to really keep going into it, going into it. And so that really helps.
It's extremely powerful. And it's important to tune into what sort of thoughts you personally like, because everyone's a bit different, right? Certain words, certain thoughts. I've been thinking various things, like I think the most powerful one actually that I was practicing yesterday was I am bodiless. In other words, I'm a spiritual being and I'm not this body and this person. I was practicing that when I was walking around, bodiless, bodiless. And it is like, it's a magic power, right? Because you go into an altered state, a higher state of consciousness, where we feel completely liberated from everything, because there's no end, there's no death, right? And you're just like, okay, I'm just here. Everything's great. And so we can try these things out. We have, like, in our different meditations and courses, we have like thousands of different thoughts you could think. But some of the key ones are, I am a powerful soul, like Shireen was sharing, receiving divine blessings, giving blessings, that's two thoughts. I am peace, I am love, or infinite joy, infinite bliss, infinite purity, and even God, you know, like just thinking of God. How many times can you think, hold God in your mind again and again and again and again and again? And all these things, right? And the thing is, what I've noticed, because I've been practicing this all day, is it's not like how many numbers do I get, because it's easy just to go like peace, 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 but that's not really getting the job done. It's better to actually have less thoughts, really. So the ideal situation, like the end result of all this practice, is that we'll have way, 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 way less thoughts overall. And each thought will be very, very profound and long. So the thought, it becomes a feeling, and then it gets extended out over a longer period with a lot of silence surrounding it and experience. And then there's another thought. That's mastery level, right? So there's less thoughts, but they last longer.
I agree with you that it should be fewer thoughts. And my thoughts actually are much fewer. I can't like go 1,000 like that because it's a slower, I think slower. Mm. But I feel initially, right? You sit for 10 minutes and think, okay, let's see if I can get 1,000 or 500 or 250 of one thought. I'm a soul, I am peace, I'm a soul, I'm peace, I'm a soul, I'm peace, right?
Mm-hmm.
And keep seeing yourself. You have to see yourself and you have to, it's not like you're clicking only when that thought is there, right? I feel that's much better than whatever else you were thinking. So initially, sure. Even if it's a lot of thoughts, it's okay.
That's true. No, but bottom line is, I mean, Shireen and I have both been doing meditation for, you know, she's done it 31 years now. So what we personally do after all these years is probably going to be different from if we were starting out, right? I wish I had been given one of these when I started and was just told, just think I am a soul, I am a soul, I am a soul, thousands of times, because that would have been really, really useful. Even if it is fast, like you're saying, and even if it isn't like this profound thing, it builds up, doesn't it? It's better to think I'm a soul, I'm a soul, I'm a soul, than to think random stuff about, you know, the news.
Yeah, and it's okay. Yeah, absolutely. And it's because you're thinking such stressed out, anxious thoughts, right? Like right now, everyone is so stressed out and anxious. Like this morning, I had to hear so many stories about people's lives, and I'm thinking, oh God, I don't want to hear this anymore. Because then you start to take on their problems. And instead of doing all of that, if you just have to just like hold yourself tight and just keep pressing away, I'm a soul, I'm a soul, just do it. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, just basically, if you can get 1,000 of these in a day or 2,000 or even 100, I mean, like, we got to start with one. You go, yay, I'm winning. It's, I mean, even the people you're talking to, like if you said, look, instead of telling me all your problems, let's just get one of the clicker and let's just try and do 108 of these.
No, yeah, if they don't, you know, people are masters at running away from their problems.
That's true.
Like this morning I was talking to someone and they were like, oh, I have to tolerate. I was like, no, you have to face. What are you talking about? Right? So we could really misuse, what is it called? You told me spiritual bypassing.
Oh, it's yeah. Fine. It's fine. Everything's fine.
It's not fine. So, yeah. No, they need to face. People need to face. People need to do whatever they need to do. But if you can take out 10 minutes and just go for it, right? Just tell yourself 250, click away, 250 thoughts in 10 minutes. That's a really good meditation.
It's
at least you're
success.
Beginning somewhere. You're at least beginning somewhere.
Absolutely. Yeah. So initially, it's just get the numbers in, basically. And then what you'll notice just by doing it is that you can start to slow it down a bit and come into the feeling of it. Because there's thoughts, as in words, in our mind, and then there's awareness and then there's experience, you know. And you could say just getting the numbers in, getting the thoughts in is really important just to kind of set the tone. And then it comes into the awareness and you can't start to move in that direction. And then you become an embodiment of whatever you're thinking in your body. You're feeling it in your whole body, in your whole being. But that's not going to happen at the beginning. That's going to happen after probably, I don't know. I mean, I actually think we probably need about 1 million or 2 million or 3 million good thoughts to get the job done. Do you know what I mean? Like ultimately, like I don't know what the number is. It'd be good to know, wouldn't it? Okay, if you want to get this result and you want to have this level of consciousness and want to have this level of joy and peace, how many thoughts do you need? Should it be a number?
Yeah, people really are into quick fixes, no?
Yeah.
You tell them you need 1 million of these thoughts and no one's going to listen to you, Michael. What are you doing?
Everyone's just like,
they'll just switch off the podcast and they'll say, this is too hard.
Let me just listen to this other thing. It's too difficult. yeah. Let's just have a quick glass of wine and not worry about it, you know. But
right.
But no, but it's true though. And the good, I'm not sure exactly what it is, but it's useful to know what we're dealing with. You know, like even with anything in life, whether you're learning an instrument or setting a business up or getting healthier, it takes time. It just does.
It does take time. You know, it does take time. People have very unrealistic expectations of meditation in their mind and everything. They think, oh, they can just walk in here and say, I need to experience peace. I'm like, really? I'm like, you can experience maybe for a second or two, but to for long lasting, you really, it takes time.
Yeah.
And it's like going to the gym and saying, oh, I want to lose 10 pounds by tomorrow. Yeah, you can if you cut off your limb or something. Otherwise, you can't.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, there's no quick fixes, but there is pretty much instant results in some ways, like just by clicking the thing and thinking of the thoughts. I would say within 100 thoughts, you'll notice some change in your being.
I'm laughing because I, you know, like the last meditation versus mindfulness, like the last one of the last couple of episodes, I totally dissed mindlessness, right? And now I'm just totally dissing people who think, oh, they should need instant results. I need to hone it in.
Just easy, easy does it, easy does it. Easy tiger. It's not good marketing, Shireen. You need to, you know. But you know, the truth is the truth. It's like people who want to set up a company and they're like, oh, what's the magic thing where I just press the button and I make all the money? And they're like, yeah, that's it's not really how it works, not in the long run. So, but it can be done. Like if you sit there with your clicker and just think, I am a powerful soul, breathe it in, breathe out, and then again, I'm a powerful soul or a peaceful soul. And you do it 20 times, you will feel more relaxed and centered than you were before you did it.
Absolutely.
So you can get results quite quickly, but yeah, getting permanent, endless results, that's a different level entirely, you know.
Right. In that particular case, you're doing two things, right, Michael? Both are very powerful. You're associating breathing with your thoughts, mm-hmm. with your awareness, breathing with your awareness because you're always breathing. And when you associate breathing with a higher awareness, then every time you breathe, you automatically get in there. And then you're also clicking. So you're counting, just counting.
Three together. And so the breath is bringing you deeper, the thoughts are bringing you deeper. And then you get to look at your thing and go, oh, look, I'm winning. And I think it's very important. I was sharing this with a group of people yesterday, that in meditation, it's important to celebrate your wins. You know, like even in this spiritual teaching, Raj Yoga, there's a statement that says you start with 1 second of remembrance, of remembering God and being aware, right? 1 second. And then you build it up. So, you know, 30 seconds and then a minute, right? You don't start with 2 hours. You start with 1 second. And it's important to celebrate your second. Do you know what I mean? Because otherwise we're always thinking we're never good enough, right? But you can't get to there without the first step. And the first step should be celebrated. Then we feel good about it. I did it. I've got 4 clicks. Do you know what I mean? So if you get one of these and you're like, I am a spiritual being, I'm a spiritual being, I'm a spiritual being, then you can spend the next 10 minutes celebrating yourself. And then you can get back into it again, right? So it's important to celebrate how you're doing rather than thinking I'm not doing good enough, because that doesn't help very much. You know, and that's that feeling of success is like encouraging to do more of it. And then encouraging again and again and again. Because a lot of people, they do something, they don't get the result they want right away. And then they think, oh, I'm no good, everything's terrible. And then they give up and that's the end of it. Longevity is important.
You know, there's a lot of research also that supports this. Supports meditation and counting, meditation, higher consciousness. Because what happens is that every time you click somehow, apparently neuroscience says that you're firing a neuron, right? It's like, you know, click, 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 like people, even like in YouTube, right? When they have, like they're looking at their, let's say they post a video and they're looking at how many people have seen their video. And so they see now and then an hour later, 1,000 people more watch their video, then they're going to feel better because 1,000 people more clicked, right? Because somehow the brain is adapting to these clicks. They like it likes that. Like there is some dopamine rush from it. And so these clicks also really help fire some neurons. And so every time you have a powerful thought, every time you have a spiritual thought, right? It could be anything simple like time to go home. I'm a soul, time to go home. Those are two thoughts actually, two clicks. And so what happens is that what they are saying is that those clicks actually fired neurons. And so the quote unquote, the research says is neurons that fire together, wire together.
Mm-hmm.
So you are creating capacity within the soul. So we are talking about the brain here. So you're creating capacity within the brain, but also you're creating capacity within the soul by using a counter, by charting what is it that you're doing.
Yeah, it's changing your brain, literally. And there's mm-hmm. loads of studies on meditation changing the brain. And so,
no, there are actually specific studies to counting and changing your brain.
With this thing? With this sort of thing?
Mm-hmm. Not this particular thing, but like mala or whatever, right?
Oh, really?
The specific studies, yes.
So science backs it up, which is always appreciated.
Science backs it up, which is always wonderful.
Well, we like our
science. It's always good to know that there's so many scientists who are really making our job so much easier.
Yeah. I mean, the funny thing is that people figure this out because it just works, and then no one believes them. And then the scientists study the people who figured it out, and then they go, you know what, they were right. it's kind of validating, you know. It's like, okay, yeah, they've been doing this for a long time, but, you know. Now science is behind it. So people go, okay, great, let's try it out. So you just need one of these. You can get them on Amazon. We'll put a link in the description so you can find them easily. And then you need powerful thoughts. We have, I actually have a book called Divine Affirmation Mantras, which we can put a link to as well. And that has like hundreds of powerful thoughts, just in case you're not sure what to think. And then just get just like your steps, you know, if you have a step counter thing, this is more important than the steps because your mind affects everything. Powerful soul, divine love, divine peace. And it will gradually start to affect your feeling state. And then you'll be like, oh, I feel happier than normal. I feel more relaxed than normal. Like, what's going on? And it's because of this. It's not because of this itself. It's because of your mind. This is just counting it. And then you can think, oh, look how many I did today. This is great. This is great. 108 is a good start. And then maybe 500 and then 1,000. I mean, realistically, if you want to get large numbers in, you're going to have to wear this on your finger. Otherwise, it won't be possible. So far, I think I've done about 2,500, 3,000. And it's, what time is it here? It's 2:00 in the afternoon. So if I keep it up, I might be able to get to, I think 10,000 might be pushing it, actually. What do you think, Shireen? 10,000? I think it's too much.
No, knowing you, you'll get it done.
You'll get it done. 10,000.
You'll get it done.
We'll get it done, yeah.
The other thing we want to talk about is mastering your mind, right? Because what we are doing, why we are saying that this is going to help you master your mind, or anything, right? Like, to keep track, keeping track. You can master your mind, keeping track of something. especially thoughts, right? Today, in our lesson, in our advanced lessons, we had this thing that thoughts are your greatest treasures. You know, just thoughts are your greatest treasures, right? And if we just let them go, we are careless, we are not accounting for them, we are not doing, are they waste thoughts? Are they useful thoughts? Are they mundane thoughts? Are they negative thoughts? Are they positive thoughts? Are they elevated thoughts, right? We have all of these kinds of thoughts. And so we want these elevated, powerful thoughts. So that's what we want to count. We want to count elevated, powerful thoughts. And an elevated, powerful thought would be any thoughts that are about eternal things, not temporary things, but eternal things, like soul is eternal, God is eternal, going home is eternal, all of those things are eternal. Virtues, you know, the virtues of the soul are eternal, powers of the soul are eternal, qualities of the soul are eternal. And so those are elevated, powerful thoughts, right? Divine thoughts. And so why are we saying that having those thoughts, not only having those thoughts, you're going to master your mind, of course, but tracking them, you're going to master your mind. Because in any situation, like you take anything, right? If you don't track what's happening, let's say you have money and you're not tracking how much is coming in, how much is going out, what is happening, you will tend to overspend. And so even with thoughts, right? Because we are surrounded, our whole life is surrounded by people who are having wasteful and negative thinking, we get sucked into the atmosphere, into whatever is happening around us, and we start going in down. And so when we have a tracker, then the beginning of the mastery of the mind starts. So you start tracking, that's when the mastery of the mind begins. And so anything you write, if you don't have a clicker, don't want a clicker, is fine. Even, you know, this, right? Even this, it's a mala, which we got in the Himalayas. Beautiful. Spatik mala. I love holding this. So even this is going to help you. But to track it, track how many times you've done something. Like to have, so there's several things here. To have an aim. Right, you're saying 10,000, and that's a great aim, or 100 is even a very good aim. So to have an aim and to count, you know, okay, this many thoughts I'm going to have today, this much awareness, this much elevated thinking, and then to count it. So this, what we are saying is not only to have an aim is important, but to count it, to keep track of it is very important. And all of these steps will give us mastery of the mind.
Because, you know, like we all have great intentions, but if we can't see what's going on, then we don't actually know ourselves whether or not we did it, because there's no way to tell.
You know, the other thing I was thinking is, for me, if I'm sitting in meditation, it's not just any powerful thought, right? Any powerful thought is a good thought. I'm not saying that. But I tell myself, I'm not going to get up till I've accomplished this much. And usually for me, it's the drills. Those are a sequence of powerful thoughts. Okay, if I do 10 drills in the next 5 minutes, then that's good. Then I can get up, right? And if I'm going on YouTube too much, no. Let me at least do 10 drills right now. And after the 10 drills, I'll go back on or something like that, right? I have to break it and I have to be very disciplined about what I'm giving myself.
Right. Yeah. The more clear it is what you're going to do, the easier it is to do it. We should really do some sort of course on just what are the drills, because I'm sure everyone listening to this agrees that they want to do more practices, but what are they going to do? And we've shared actually about 50 things already in this podcast, but they're kind of like rapid fire. You know, you'd have to sort of stop and go back and what are they doing? But so it'd be useful to have a a practical, like here they all are, you know. And so why don't we finish this session with at least one drill? What's a good drill, Shereen? What do you think?
Okay, based on some of the things that we spoke today, a drill could be, I'm a soul, I am peace. And I'm going back to my eternal home. That's three thoughts. That's a three-step drill. I'm a soul, I am peace, I'm going back to my eternal home.
So let's practice that together for a moment. So three thoughts. You can use the breath. I think it's really helpful to use the breath.
Do a meditation for us, Michael, like a very simple one?
Yeah, well, based on this, yeah. So what we're going to do is we'll use the breath. So when you breathe in, you think something. When you breathe out, you think something. Let's just do a two-step drill because it's easier with the breath, actually. So we'll combine the first two steps. So what we're going to do is we're going to think, I am a peaceful soul, and breathe in. And then I'm going back to my spiritual home, which is a world of divine light, as you breathe out. So again, I'm a spiritual being, peaceful soul, breathing in. And as you breathe out, you're letting go, going back into that beautiful golden light. Peaceful soul. And then going back into that infinite peace. And let's just do that for a few more moments. Wonderful, isn't that wonderful?
You feel so satisfied with life when you do that. Contentment
is the greatest treasure, isn't it? You're just like, because if we're not practicing these things, then what's going on instead is all these random thoughts about other things, about what we lack and what we want to do and all the rest of it. So when we do this, I'm a soul. And I'm going back home, everything's fine, leaving it behind. I was reading a book recently called When, which I highly recommend everyone gets a copy of, by I think Daniel Pink. And this talks about the timing of things. We're not going to get into too much detail, but he was talking about the ending of things, right? If you imagine something's going to end, and that's it, you're never having it again, then you value it more. Right, like if you imagine someone says you can never have chocolate ever again, this is your last piece of chocolate, you're like, oh my god, you're like, oh, let me just enjoy it, right? But if it's like, here's a huge box of chocolate, you're like, oh my god, I don't really want any more chocolate. So when you go, I'm a soul and I'm going home, I'm leaving this whole thing behind, then you come back and you're like, oh, this is wonderful. Hooray. Even just practically, I'm about to go to Kauai in a few later on this week. And so I'm like, oh, I like where I live more because I'm about to leave my house. I'm like, oh, I don't want to go. So like on a basic thing, it happens like that. But this is unlimited. Going back, going beyond the whole world, and then coming back here. And everything seems a lot more amusing and more interesting. So get a clicker. and practice, practice, practice. Start with 108.
Pick a number. 108.
108 is definitely the number.
Worthiness.
Ooh.
You embrace a humble attitude and serve others from your heart. Understanding that shortcuts will only lead you astray, you embrace diligence and cooperation. You, the soul, realize that blessings come to those who give of themselves.
That's beautiful. Give blessings with your clicker. Yay. So thank you so much for your presence. And thank you, Shireen, for your lovely presence.
Thank you, Michael. It was wonderful.
Enjoy, enjoy. And we have, as always, all these free courses, trainings, everything's free, which you can check out. And we'd like to know from you. Leave us a comment. What did you learn from this session? We don't get enough comments because we don't ask for comments, Shireen. So if you've learned anything or if you have any questions, leave a comment because we'd like to see your comments. Have a beautiful day. Lots of love. Talk to you soon.